Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Honeys, honeys, welcome to the Nash Butte feed. And thank you for being here. Honey, she's back. She is back. Have you missed me? It's been 5 months, and 5 months feels like a long time, but it kind of went by very fast. So perhaps you've been missing Nash Butte or me, Jackie J, your beloved host. But today, I have some new content for you. Hello, and thank you for being here. I'm not going to run my damn jaw for very long, but I had to put a little intro onto this to explain what's going on. So here's what's going on. I stopped Nash Butte end of 2022, and for the past 5 months, I've been really ruminating on my life. I've read The Artist's Way. I've been doing a lot of Pilates. I've been going to therapy, honey. She is postpartum, and I'll be honest, it was rough. Things were really, really rough for me mentally, and I didn't even realize it until probably January or February. And I said, you know what? I'm having a hard time. Because once you have a kid and you struggle and you feel lost and just you're happy, but you're also just really overwhelmed and depressed, you just think that's how it is now. And you're like, oh, I'm a mom now. This is just how life is. But it doesn't have to be that way. You actually can feel better and good and feel like your quote unquote old self again. So if any new moms are listening and you're kind of feeling in the dumps right now, honey, you got postpartum depression and it's fine and you're going to be okay. It's something that I had to kind of realize on my own. But anyway, I'm feeling good. The garbage truck is outside. He's picking up my garbage. We love a resource. We love a community. And I'm feeling good. I'm on the other side of it. And I'm so grateful to everyone who supported me. And that includes the Patreon honeys, which I'm just going to plug the Patreon right here. Patreon.com/Jackie Johnson. Because if, in fact, you did miss me and you've been curious what I've been up to the past 5 months, it's all on Patreon. Every week I've put out an episode about everything going on, and I talk a lot of shit about the podcast business, and I talk about my son and what's going on with me. So if you're interested, go check it out, because for $5 you could literally unlock all of that. But I digress. I've been going through a lot. However, I also one day was in one of my Artist Way writing experiments, and I was crying as I do postpartum, and I was sobbing, in fact, and I was just kind of having one of those what am I doing with my life moments. And I put my head down and I had my eyes closed, and then I pulled my head up and I said, Jackie's whole. Jackie's whole. And I said, that's the title of my next project, Jackie's Whole. And then through that, it grew into what the pilot episode is, which is what you're about to hear. Jackie's Whole is a very different project from Nash Butte. I host both of them. Other than that, pretty different. You're not going to hear anything about cream in Jackie's Whole. You're not going to hear serums. Are you going to hear me sing? Yeah. Am I going to have a fun interview with a funny guest? Yeah. But there's all kinds of funny shit going on in Jackie's Whole, and I love it so much, and I really want y'all to hear it, so I'm putting it out on the Nash Butte feed because there's going to be more earballs on it if I put it out here. So I want everybody to hear it. Patreon honeys have already heard it months ago. So please listen and enjoy. And also, if you're interested, there is a video version as well, because podcasts are all videos now. So if you want to watch it, go to youtube.com/@Jackie's Whole. And when I say at, I mean the at symbol, okay? youtube.com/@ like a Twitter handle, @JackiesWhole. And then it will prompt my YouTube page. And the first link is introducing Jackie's Hole. And watch it. I would love for you to watch it and leave a comment. The one thing I don't want you to do is if you don't like it, I don't really care. So I don't need that response. I don't like skits. Okay. I'm glad that you don't like skits. This isn't for you if you don't like skits, okay? If it's not for you, it's not for you. It's a comedy show with a very wacky concept, and it's very different from an attribute. I get that. If it's not for you, it's not for you. I don't need that feedback. But what I will say is that before an attribute started, I was doing alt comedy live on stage at Upright Citizens Brigade in LA, you know, every week for years. That's what I like to do. That's what I sought out to do with my life and what I enjoy most. So this is what I do, y'all, is I perform and I do weird characters and I sing and this is what I do. So that's what I'm putting out there with Jackie's Hole. This is kind of an experiment because I'm not saying Natch Butte is gone. So if you're really hungry for some Natch Butte, maybe your appetite will be satiated, okay? I'm leaving a little tickle out there. I don't know exactly what's going on. There's a lot going on, and I'm making some decisions right now. But until I decide definitively what's going on, I had to share Jackie's Hole with y'all, so please enjoy, and I'd like to say thank you to everyone involved with shooting Jackie's Hole. It was an incredible experience. I'm going to say thank you to Steve Slaga, Tony Rodriguez, and my guest, Bridger Weiniger. And I also want to thank my three musical accompanists that are also, you will hear them playing. / if you watch the video, then you will see that. And I'm going to name them now. We have Marnina Sean, Tony Gonzalez, and Zach Pike. I also want to thank Margot Padilla and the Forever Dog Podcast Network for letting me film the pilot in their beautiful studio. And I want to just point out one last thing. What you're about to hear is improvised. All of it is improvised. The theme song is improvised. We don't know what's going on. It's all made up. So that's part of the fun. So just know that in case it wasn't clear. If you do like it, comment, share it, tell people who love weird musical improv sketch, wacky podcast to take a listen. Share it on social media. You know we're all about those damn likes and comments, okay? So please, I'll shut my damn hole now. But at the same time, I'm going to open Jackie's Hole. Please enjoy.
Welcome, y'all, to Jackie's Hole. A place we like to gather around to sing, stomp, unwind, and talk shit. Today's guest is comedian and writer Bridger Weiniger. I'm your announcer, Prospector Pete. And as always, we are joined by the Hooligans, the Jackie's Hole Trio. Aren't they amazing? But now sit back and relax. Pop open a can of something or other. Get ready to have some fun in Jackie's
Hole. Oh, yeah, it's Jackie's Hole.
It's Jackie's Hole.
It's Jackie's Hole.
It's a whole lot of Jackie in Jackie's Hole.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome, everybody, to Jackie's Hole. Welcome to the hole. Prospector Pete, you have a lot of energy.
I sure do.
Is that all the time? Is this sort of the baseline, or did you drink a little too much espresso this morning?
I drank a lot of espresso, and when I sift for gold, I also drink the remnants. I feel like it's a recycling.
Okay.
The earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
God knows what's in them, but I like it. Woo-wee.
Thank you, Pete. Hello, everybody. I must explain a few things quickly up top here, okay? I'm Jackie Johnson, the host of Jackie's Hole. This is a new show, and the idea of it is, this is my hole. My hole is very personal. When I say hole, what do I mean? Well, that was another reason I chose the name Jackie's Hole, because the word hole, it is a very funny, great word. It is a band. Courtney Love was the front woman of Hole. But that's not why I chose it. I chose it because, what do you think of when you hear the word hole? I think of rabbit hole, which is when you do a deep dive into a subject. Maybe you lose yourself in a little bit. Then I think of black hole, which is, I was just Googling what a black hole is. Did you know some of them are the size of one atom? And then some of them are way larger than that. But you can't see a black hole. It's a secret. It's something mysterious. But then, of course, there's the watering hole, which is in the desert, a place where all the animals gather to relax, to unwind, to get their water, or to attack the innocent, which I love as a theme. Lastly, the watering hole is a place like a bar where everybody knows your name, where you come and you hang out with the simpaticos and unwind and relax. And so whatever the hole means to you, Jackie's Hole is part of that. So now let's get to my guest. Now, asking someone to be the inaugural guest on your show is quite an ask. And I'm very excited about who's here today. My guest, as Pete mentioned, writer, comedian, host of a podcast called I Said No Gifts, which people are so rude, and they always bring a gift anyway. I hope he brought me a gift. His presence is the present. Please welcome Bridger Weiniger. Welcome to the hole, Bridger.
Hey.
Come on down. Come on down to the hole.
Come on down to the hole.
It's Jackie's Hole.
Jackie's Hole.
It's Jackie's Hole.
You're Jackie's Hole.
Welcome, Bridger, to Jackie's Hole.
Bridger, hello.
Jackie.
Are you having fun?
I'm going to say right up top.
Yeah.
An insecurity I have.
Oh, no.
Is putting on headphones.
Take them off!
Putting them on in front of people, I never know left or right,
oh.
And I panic.
Oh.
I never know.
The cord can
and
be
I feel
very
like people
confusing.
Are looking at me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It feels like something everyone else does with ease. They're able to
yes.
just throw them on.
Yes.
I'm looking for the L, the R. Never find it.
Yes.
They might be on wrong right
Is
now.
Is there a wrong way to put on headphones?
I put mine over a hat. I look ridiculous. But I'm sure of it.
You probably didn't panic when you put them on.
No.
Bridger, I hate that the first second you enter the stage, you're put on edge by what's happening in Jackie's Hole. I hate that.
I'm kind of
Can
the
we
innocent
correct it?
Gazelle at the water hole.
You are.
And you're the lion
perhaps,
striking.
Perhaps I am.
Or the hippopotamus. Those are very dangerous.
They're the most dangerous animal, and they're vegetarian.
Then why are they crushing people beneath their teeth?
I think because they get mad. We've all wanted to crush somebody with our teeth, haven't we? At one point or another, Bridger.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to talk about anger, but
I'm happy to talk about anger.
Bridger, I just want to say that Prospector Pete here is holding Jackie's Hole's bowl. In this bowl are conversation topics.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
If we find ourselves kind of getting stale.
And we will.
Of course we will. We hardly know each other.
It's going to screech to a halt. The
yes.
listener is going to freak out.
Everyone's going to change
the
channel.
Did you say screech?
If at any point you want to reach into Jackie's Hole's bowl, we will have a topic that will be fresh.
Oh, I can't. I'm going to, even if we don't, you
yes.
know, stumble into awkward
I feel like
territory.
We should, at
we
least
should try
get one.
It. Give it a shot.
Should we do it now?
Right now?
I don't know. I want you to help
oh,
with this.
Let's.
I was going to say something about anger.
Let's talk about
okay.
anger.
Okay. I'm going to just say I'm a privileged asshole. Okay. Can I get some privileged asshole music? I'm a privileged asshole when I say this. Okay. Privileged asshole. Privileged asshole. We've all been a privileged asshole, but I must say, I'm a privileged asshole. Last night, I got a massage. I ordered one with the Soothe app. Have you ever used this,
no.
Bridger? Are you familiar?
I have no idea what is it like a...
It's sort of like an Uber, an Airbnb. You know, you let people, strangers drive you. You let strangers into your home. You let strangers massage you in the comfort of your own living room with the Soothe app.
Is it strictly massage or is it just soothing things you can have done?
Oh, that's interesting. You know, I don't know. That would be nice if you could have somebody comb your hair as you get out of the shower, things like that. Soothe, if you're listening, something to think about. But no, this was a massage, and my second husband and I decided to get massages last night.
Right, right.
And we were setting up, and I have a female massage therapist, and she's working on me, and then and Ben has his massage therapist, and they're working. And all of a sudden, they start talking about baseball. Loud. We're in the same room.
Oh,
it's
no.
An open floor plan. It's a, I'm trying to relax. Oh, have you seen Shohei Ohtani this year? The season's going, And I'm like, I wanted to say, hey, could y'all shut up? I'm trying to relax, okay? I ordered the Soothe app so that I could be soothed, and baseball doesn't soothe me, Bridger.
The last thing I want to hear during a massage is the human voice.
Okay, so you agree.
not a peep.
I agree. I almost would wish there was a way on Soothe that you could put what language you speak and then pick another person that doesn't speak your language so that you both can't say anything to each other.
I mean, even on Uber at this point, you can say, I don't want them to talk to me.
Yes.
Why is this not part of the...
But this is because of my husband. I said to him this morning, why wouldn't y'all shut up about the baseball? And he said, why didn't you tell me? I would have been quiet.
Because then it would be tense.
Well, I just thought, I want him to enjoy his experience. And he was having a great time. I could tell he doesn't get to talk about baseball very often. I'm around him all the time, and I don't have anything to say about
baseball.
That's
another app. An app for men who need to talk about baseball. Someone comes to your home and talks about baseball with you.
There's an option on there.
Talk about baseball.
I need someone to come over and talk to me. If that's copyright, and I don't want that played.
That's not copyright. That can't possibly be copyright.
I don't know.
That's got to be in the public domain
watch
at this
it.
Point.
Tony, watch it. You know what
Steve
is in the public domain?
Right. I'm copyright material.
There you go. You know what is in the public domain?
What? I mean, you're
Amazing
out.
Grace, because I sang
I believe
it.
That.
I sang it for my American Idol audition.
I didn't know you auditioned for American Idol.
I did a long time ago.
How was that experience?
It's pretty harsh. Yeah, you don't get in front of Simon that easy. Let's just say that. You're in a stadium of people, and you sleep there for days, and then you get like a second in front of a producer, and they go, next.
Right.
That's it.
Did you make it to, because I waited with a friend who made it to several levels up, and then his voice cracked, and they used him as one of the people in the commercial as like the
what not
embarrassment.
To do. Wow. Where was that?
This is in Utah. We were outside the Delta Center.
I've been there, too. I've been used as an example of what not to do.
Yeah? Oh, how did your audition go, Pete?
They didn't use me in the clip reel, even.
Oh, wow. Well, at least y'all got on camera. I didn't even make it past any round.
Just one producer.
It was, and I sang Foolish Games by Jewel.
Oh.
And I kill that song. Like, I kill that song. And they weren't into it.
Jackie, when can we have copyrighted material so that we can hear you sing these renditions?
You know what? That depends on who buys Jackie's Hole, okay? Maybe if Spotify buys Jackie's Hole, they'll pay for Jewel. I don't know.
They might pay Jewel money.
They might. I would love to pay Jewel money. I love her. I love her.
I feel like you could do like a Jewel-adjacent song. I mean, like,
yes.
You kind of create your own version
I
of
could.
Foolish Games.
I could. It could be called Mischievous Riddle. These mischievous riddles that you've got. I don't know. There's something there.
You're right onto it.
I know. I told you. I told you, Bridger.
It's red and white and red all over. Is that a riddle? You know what? Never mind.
Print is dead, Pete. We all know it. That's why we're filming a podcast. Why are all podcasts video now?
They are, because this is...
Does that stress you out?
Podcasts are going... will soon be print. They're dying.
Yes.
Every form of media is dying.
Yes.
Soon will be...
All we do is just claw and figure out the next one, and then we all get on it and make content and get likes and swipe.
Click, click, click,
click,
subscribe.
Click, swipe.
Review.
Oh, close the app. Turn off the phone. Jump off a cliff. We do what we gotta do.
I don't recommend that last one.
Okay, you know what? Listen, I know pressure, Bridger, but I kind of want to get something out of the bowl.
I'm gonna go get something out of the bowl.
Okay.
Do you want to or should I?
No, I want... Pete's gonna do it.
Oh, Pete does it.
And Pete's gonna read
it. So I don't dive into it.
No. We leave it to Pete.
You can if you want to.
I don't know. I feel like the guests should do it, but
okay.
This is your show.
No, I want that for you. So I'll take it. Okay. we're going to take it. I just wanted him to read it in his announcer voice.
Well, he should read it.
Okay, but you're going to take it. Okay. Bridger's going to get one out of the bowl.
Okay. And I don't want to see what it is.
Okay. Here.
Oh, my.
Okay, read to us the topic. I'm so excited.
The topic that you two will soon be discussing.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Is Hometown Heroes.
Oh.
Hometown Heroes.
Really?
Okay, Bridger. Where are you from?
I'm from South Jordan, Utah.
Okay, South Jordan, Utah. I'm going to be dead-ass honest. I don't know a damn soul from there other than you. I don't know anything about it. So tell me, what's going on there?
It's a very quiet suburb of Salt Lake City.
Okay.
I think formerly a mining town, actually, because my high school was the Bingham Miners.
Okay.
They copper mining. Interesting. Oh. Feels kind of on theme for this podcast.
It sure
in
does.
Some way.
But, do people mine in
a giant,
South Jordan?
Giant copper mine that you can see as you, although I don't think it's actually in South Jordan. You can see it if you fly over. It's a massive hole in the ground.
So when you fly home and the sun is hitting, can you like, is it blinding you with the copper coloring or is
that would be incredible if it was just fully exposed copper. But it's just kind of, it's like steps down. It almost looks like an inverted pyramid or something.
Is there a pet store in South Jordan, Utah that only sells canaries?
What a missed opportunity. Not a single pet store, as far as I can remember.
Really? Do I need to move to South Jordan, Utah and open a canary store and find love in unexpected places? What do you think?
I think you absolutely should. The market is there for you.
I know, because they need the canaries to go to the coal mine, everybody.
I guess we just found the problem with it. It's a copper mine. Has there ever been a canary in a copper mine?
Wait a minute. We need to figure out the bird for the copper mine.
Right.
What is the bird?
What is the
bird, honey?
Sparrow in a copper mine.
I don't know. I think more, a little more exotic.
Well, it's because you want to sell it as a pet, and they don't sell sparrows as pets. Is that the problem?
No, I just think we should think of something a little more festive.
Macaw.
A macaw in the copper mine! Oh, shit. There's a macaw in the copper mine.
Is a macaw the red one, the green one?
I believe they come in all colors.
That can't possibly be true.
Like Joseph's coat.
Joseph and the Technicolor macaw.
That's true. That was actually the first draft.
Wow.
And then it just didn't really work out.
Just a bird kind of flying around the theater.
Yes. It was red and green and blue, and that's about it.
Have you ever seen that show?
You just stepped into a rabbit hole.
Oh,
have I seen it? Have I seen Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat? I was in it, Bridger!
You were in it? Okay. Who were you? I mean, I don't know the show, but I'd love to know.
Subject. So, in my high school, South Garland High in Garland, Texas, we only did a musical one year, my senior year. It was my one moment. Let's not forget, American Idol rejected me. I'm vulnerable.
Was this pre or post American Idol?
This was right when American Idol was starting. Okay. I actually auditioned for American Idol the year after, but don't ruin the timeline for the story. Okay. Now, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat only has two female characters.
Right.
Potiphar's wife, who has one line, and the narrator, who narrates the entire show.
Oh, interesting.
Now, the narrator is a soprano. Mm. I am famously an alto. Was it out of my range? Yes. Did I audition anyway? Yes. Did I get the part? No, I didn't!
You didn't get it.
They put me in the chorus! My senior year! The chorus! I had to learn every song! Every fucking word to every song! I know them all still. Will I say them? No, because copyright. I didn't get the part.
It'll get you every time.
There's so many opportunities for songs, but we're waiting until the end.
Okay, yeah.
We're working on the format. Anyway, Bridger, senior year I was on the chorus. I got one line, solo line, and the line is, "Hey, dreamer, don't be so upset." Wasn't that beautiful?
Are you allowed to say that on this podcast?
You know what? We'll see. If I get removed from YouTube, sorry. But anyway, I did not get the part.
I mean, we just have to comment on the line.
Yes.
That's a beautiful line.
Yes.
There we go.
Maybe I could. It's fine. I'm leaving it. Call me up.
This fair use now.
Call me up, okay? Wait, who wrote that show? Come on, musical nerds.
Andrew Lloyd Webber,
Andrew
Tim
Lloyd
Rice.
Webber.
Okay,
Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice.
Andrew Lloyd Webber, go ahead and come after me. anyway, I didn't get the part, and it's a sore subject,
oh,
and you opened
that
so
up. I'm so sorry.
A wound. Now, my rival high school did Into the Woods, which is my favorite musical, and I honestly thought about transferring just to audition, but I didn't, Bridger.
I mean, speaking of that, my boyfriend's currently performing in Sunday in the Park with George.
Oh,
so that's another
that's
Sondheim
right.
piece.
You are married to a Broadway.
Broadway.
A Broadway
yes.
performer.
I will tell you, the other night, while it was raining nonstop,
yeah.
our house began to flood.
Oh, yeah, same. We're in the same neighborhood, famously.
Yes. I'm running from Home Depot to Home Depot to get sandbags.
Wow.
My boyfriend is on stage singing about how art is hard.
Yes.
A surreal experience for me. My whole weekend was wetbacking. Was that how yours was?
We had... I called my father, who is like a dad, mm-hmm. you know? And I was like, Dad, we don't know what the fuck we're doing. Help us be homeowners, because the water was coming up to our front door. And my dad's like, you got to get on some old sneaks. You got to get in your swimsuit. You got to get out there and you got to save the house. You got to flow that water away. You got to flow that water away. And so my husband went out there, to his credit, with the old sneaks and a shovel. I've never seen my husband hold a shovel. He ain't the shoveling type. He ain't the shoveling type, okay? But he shoveled, and he saved our house.
What was he shoveling? Dirt?
Yeah, we had to try to flow the water away. And
you had to tell it to move on.
As you do.
Be careful of where you're going. Move on. Look at what you did. Everything is wet.
That's not copyrighted, right? This is original.
If it's the wrong lyrics.
This is an unsustainable podcast.
I know. I'm really nervous. I'm getting a call as soon as this goes up. They have AI bots now that scan your shit.
Right. Like Instagram, I'll post something with 10 seconds of a song. It'll say 50 countries can't play this video.
And I need all the countries to see this. I need all the countries to see Jackie's hole. I want all the countries in my hole. You know, I wonder how long the whole thing is going to get before it gets too much.
I feel like you should just go for it. I think you have to just keep pushing and pushing and pushing.
Okay, that was my instinct as well as an artist.
You can't be moderate on this at this point. You've picked the name of the show.
Yes.
People are signing up for something.
Yes, I agree. Thank you, Bridger.
And there are so many uses of the word hole, as you demonstrated up top.
Yes, there's so many uses of the word hole.
What was the topic we picked out of the bowl?
Hometown heroes. Is anybody... notable from your hometown?
I'm so mad I asked, because there are no notable people.
Okay, none? What's on the Wikipedia page?
I think that we had somebody who was a playmate or something.
Okay.
I think that's kind of our
most
famous...
Like a playmate of the year or like a month?
No, kind of just like maybe not even of the month. Mm. She may have just been in Playboy or something.
Okay.
I remember in junior high that was like a hot topic.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other big thing I just recently learned, there was at my high school, a funeral for a polygamous leader who was assassinated.
Oh, wow.
So that's...
That's a lot to unpack. Too much. Too much for me, to be honest. We're going to move on.
We've got to dive in. We have to dive in.
I don't want to get pulled off YouTube. I don't know. That's scary. Wait. Okay, hold on. A funeral?
Funeral.
I guess he had a lot of wives, so there'd be a lot of people at the funeral.
Right, so many children,
yes.
So many wives.
Yes.
And then, you know, fans.
Yes.
You've got your fans.
But somebody wasn't a fan of him.
Yeah, at least one person.
At least one. Yikes. I'm going to clear the plate here and tell you the most famous person from my hometown, and it's exciting.
Who?
I would sing to give you a clue, but again, copyright. I'll just tell you, Leanne Rimes.
Oh my God, that's a huge one.
Leanne Rimes went to my elementary school. She was three grades ahead of me.
Did you know her in elementary school?
Well, I wouldn't say we were friendly or anything, but she was one grade above my sister. She was in the choir with my sister, and they really nurtured her singing. They gave her all the solos. They had her in the talent show. And my dad was very into video camera culture. Mm-hmm. He was like the 80s dad with the camera. And he filmed my sister's whole recitals and concerts, and she got up to sing, and it was so bad that my dad turned it off.
What?
So we have the opening clip of her like starting to sing, and she sings like one note, and all of a sudden, boom, the camera's off.
What was she singing?
What was she singing? I know she's saying Rhythm Is Gonna Get Ya.
Okay.
Which, honey, I love me some Gloria Estefan, okay? Talk about a resilient woman.
One of our most resilient
women. Honestly, you know, she's been through so much.
She's been through it
the
all.
The accident.
What accident?
Oh. You don't know about the accident?
I don't know about the accident.
Gloria Estefan was in a horrible bus accident.
Bus?
With her band.
Oh, I was
do
picturing
we know?
A public
we
bus.
We sure do know.
Yes.
I almost had to bite my tongue not to sing. Coming out
no,
of...
No! Copyright. I could tear up some glory right now, but we're not going to.
Come
One,
on, everybody.
Two, three, oh.
Stop. No counting. No.
Come on, baby. Oh.
No. No. No, please. That's okay. Another show, though.
Do that.
Let's go to karaoke.
C-O-N-G-A.
There you go.
There we go.
Is it okay if we spell things out? Is that going to keep us from getting...
C-O-N-G-A. That's a song.
That sure is. You know, I think I see somebody coming.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, Jackie's hole is so large and
massive,
consuming. You never know. Hi, who
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello, it's me, the safety gremlin.
The safety
gremlin. I'm here to talk
gremlin.
To you about safety.
Well, hello.
I had an orange vest to wear as a safety gremlin would.
Yes, of course.
And I left it at home.
Oh no.
In my gremlin hole.
So you're a forgetful safety
I'm
gremlin.
I'm a forgetful safety gremlin. And the other thing I do want to start off with is you're right. I do have headphones not covering my gremlin ears.
I see that.
And I do want to just say that I do have ears under here,
okay.
too.
Okay.
So I have four ears.
Double ears. Okay. Okay.
So I just wanted, because I know this is on camera.
We welcome all types here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm here to talk to you about safety.
Okay.
I got started in safety, the safety arts, and teaching safety to children.
Just safety in general?
Just safety in general.
A particular type of safety, home safety. Safety, fire
home
safety
is a big one.
Okay.
There can be all sorts of different things that can go wrong in a home.
Yes.
Fire.
Most accidents happen in the home.
It's
almost
true.
All of them.
Almost
it's true.
All of them do.
You might not need me. It sounds like you already
I
know.
I wonder if the polygamist was assassinated in his home.
I wonder if Gloria's bus was in her home.
Boom.
I mean, most accidents happen in the home.
You know, it was a tour bus, so technically they were living on it.
Oh, interesting.
So
there
might
we go.
Count.
Yeah.
That might count.
Some artists consider the road home.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
course.
True.
Yeah.
I would argue most.
Mm-hmm.
Real artists.
So Ramblin'. Yes. Ramblin'.
Yeah. Yes.
I've
been
on
the road.
Papa
was a Rolling Stone.
And you know...
Careful.
You know where else a lot of accidents happen when they're not at home?
Where?
In the car.
Yes.
Oh.
So you have to be careful about that as well.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, safety grandma.
Like I was on the freeway earlier.
Oh.
Be careful.
Rain coming down nonstop.
Yes.
I switched it to highways off, got off, and my trip doubled in time.
Yeah.
It took me a good 45 minutes.
But you know what? Slow and steady wins the race, Richard.
Yeah.
I'm here.
You made it.
I have a friend who's a rabbit, and he tells me all the time, slow and steady wins the race.
He is right.
Yeah.
The rabbit's telling you this.
He does. He has to fight his instincts, he says.
Okay.
He has to fight his instincts.
Okay.
So I got started in safety because I lost 900 of my geese friends, snow geese, in a terrible fire in a copper mine.
Oh.
And so that's kind of to tie in what you were talking about earlier into my
so
past.
Sorry.
That's okay. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was 1991.
Oh, wow.
But ever since then, I've been very, very, very safety conscientious.
If you don't mind me asking,
please.
What is the lifespan of a gremlin? A 91, I was a child, a little kid.
Being a gremlin is the exact same lifespan as humans.
Okay.
Yes,
so
it's exactly 40, the same.
40-ish years?
Yep. I was 7 or 8 when it first happened.
Got it, and, got
yes.
it.
So we age the same.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I think I was 2. I think I was 7.
Oh, wow.
No, 6, 5. Anyway.
Anyway.
What year were you born?
1984.
Oh, same.
Same.
There you go.
Yeah, wow.
Yep.
So class of 2002. Palindrome.
Oh, 03. No, I'm 03.
Oh.
I'm at
almost.
The end. I'm at the end.
Well, what, you were born.
This is boring. Please move on.
Okay.
So, are we doing a safety quiz? Or
we
what?
Have a safety quiz.
Okay. Oh, a quiz.
Yes,
okay.
We have a safety quiz. I want to make sure that both of you know how important safety is.
Yes.
I want both of you to close your eyes.
Okay.
We'll start with Jackie. I'll ask you questions first.
Okay.
But Bridger, you keep your eyes closed because otherwise it's weird if you're looking at me.
I can't look at you during
right,
this.
Right, exactly. So, Jackie.
Yes.
Imagine your house is on fire.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Now answer some of these questions.
First the rain, now this.
Yes. terrible timing. Oh. If only the rain would have happened after or during
fire
the fire.
Insurance. Don't get me started on that, Bridger.
Oh, don't get me started on water policy.
It's a separate policy.
Just don't even buy it.
Oh.
So, Jackie, your house is on fire.
Okay, okay, okay.
Imagine your house is on fire.
Okay.
And answer these questions.
Okay.
Where's the fire?
The kitchen.
How big is the fire?
The whole stove.
Are there people in the fire?
There's a... There's a Sim. Anybody that played The Sims originally, when they would accidentally get in a fire, they'd like flail around.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Sim with a little thing
Sim,
over his head.
Sim Diamond.
Yes, yes, a Sim Diamond. Yes.
So you go outside and the fire truck arrives.
This is long.
How big is the fire truck?
The standard size. I was unaware they came in multiple sizes.
Well,
you know,
I think in the city they might have smaller ones.
Okay.
To maneuver the smaller
streets. Fair enough, fair enough.
Okay, now let's move away from the house fire for a moment.
Okay.
Now, Bridger.
Okay.
You're at a lake.
Oh, I love it.
Are you in the lake?
No.
How big is the lake?
It's a medium-sized lake.
Are there other people at the lake?
I'm all alone.
What color is the lake?
It's a crystal blue.
What's the temperature of the lake?
The lake itself is a cozy 75.
Oh.
Are there fish in the lake?
No.
Can I open my eyes?
No.
I get uncomfortable with my eyes closed.
Sure.
This much.
Well, it is your hole.
Okay.
Now we'll go back over to Jackie.
Oh, no.
Is the fire still burning?
No.
Okay, great. Now imagine, this is for both of you.
Okay.
Imagine you're on a boat and it's sinking.
Okay.
What kind of boat is it?
Do we have to come up with it together?
Yes.
We have to kind of compromise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a canoe?
I love a ski boat.
Okay.
A ski boat?
I'm comfortable with that.
What's a ski boat?
You know, that you'd water ski behind.
Okay.
Yeah, like a speed boat,
speed
I believe.
Boat.
A speed
okay.
boat.
Okay. How big is the boat?
I'm going to say 20
foot. I know
foot.
What a speed boat is. That's
20 foot?
What color is the boat?
Oh, it's like it's black with a yellow stripe.
That's literally what I was going to say! I'm not even joking, because my dad has a speedboat, and it's black with like an orange and a yellow stripe.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Okay, this is really coming together.
Oh my gosh.
I'm glad I'm asking these questions together now.
Oh my gosh.
What kind of body of water is the boat in? Lake, ocean, or other?
Ooh. Jackie, how do you feel?
A lake. I'm lake folk.
Yeah, I like a freshwater situation.
Okay.
Do you want to be on the boat, or was it more of an obligation?
Oh, interesting.
I wanted to be on the boat.
I wanted to be on the boat.
Yeah. Now you get on the lifeboat because the boat's sinking, so you get on the lifeboat. What color is the lifeboat?
Ooh.
Red. Aren't they a bright color?
Usually like a red or... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a red boat.
Okay.
How big is the lifeboat?
It can't be that big.
It can't be that big. Well, enough room for us two.
Maybe it's a canoe.
Okay, a life canoe.
All right, that answers my next question. Are you comfortable on the lifeboat?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's the damn Ritz-Carlton, but I'm okay.
I'm fine as long as Jackie is paddling.
Okay.
Is there anyone else on the lifeboat?
No,
it's just us.
So between the two of you, do you think either of you deserve to be there?
Yeah.
Oh, we've earned it.
And what time is it on the lifeboat?
We have a different schedule on the lifeboat.
Maybe 4:30 lifeboat time.
Oh, interesting. All right, that concludes the question portion.
Great.
I just need to calculate and see how you guys did. Oh no.
Uh-oh.
You failed.
We both did?
You both started over.
Okay, so your house is on fire.
Okay, wait, so how did we fail?
Can I open my eyes?
You can open your eyes.
Oh, please.
I could have told you that.
I'll tell you what, the microphone felt heavier while my eyes were closed.
It's because when you lose one sense, you gain another. Stronger.
So you were gaining like the sensory experience of the microphone was heightened, therefore it was heavier.
It felt so heavy.
Did the music feel really loud to you?
Yes. What an experience.
I requested that because safety is important, and I wanted the stakes.
I wanted
to add the stakes.
Okay, got it. Now, please explain to us
why
safety gremlin. Yeah,
Well, that's the algorithm. That's the program.
Oh.
You know when you take one of those online quizzes, and I thought I'd be Chandler and I was Joey. You can't really explain where you went wrong or what. Just that's what the algorithm.
Yes.
That's what it says.
You don't strike me as a Joey.
No.
I'm going to be honest.
No. I think it thought that I'm more loyal to my friends than I am.
Interesting.
And that's why they said Joey for me.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I do apologize that neither of you seem to be very safety conscientious, but I do have some advice before I go on how you can do better at safety.
Okay.
maybe light a small contained fire and see
how
you handle it. Maybe,
kind of field quizzes. Mm-hmm,
maybe cause a car accident and see how you work your way out of it. No.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Safety
of
Gremlin.
Course.
Please
come back
to Jackie's hole another time.
Please be careful. Please let there be a hole still here.
Oh, don't worry. We're safe in Jackie's hole. Always.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I think, Bridger.
Jackie.
We should pull one more topic out of the bowl.
Okay.
Don't you think?
I think you should pull it this time.
Okay. I didn't think that I was going to pull something out of Jackie.
You've got to pull it out of your hole.
Okay.
Sometimes that's the best way.
That's the only way.
Yeah, you don't need to involve anyone else.
No.
No. Okay, here we go. I'm going to pull something. Now, I did write all these, but I'm not looking. Okay, I got one.
I put Hometown Heroes back in. Just kidding.
So if we get it back, we'll have to go
back.
We'll have to have that whole conversation again. Okay, Prospector Pete, what will Bridger and I be discussing for the end of the show?
The topic that has been sifted out of the gold pan of Jackie's Hobo is islands.
Islands! I love islands.
You love islands?
I love islands.
Okay, tell me more.
I mean, you're picturing immediately blue skies, warm water, swaying palm trees.
But do you think there are islands out there who don't fit that description? Like perhaps a cold island.
Cold island shrouded in fog, mystery?
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
An icy island.
Oh, an icy island.
Where nothing lives. No one inhabits. It's uninhabitable.
But it's visitable. And it's an experience.
Look at you. Making light of it. Have you... What's the best island you've ever been to, Bridger?
I've been to Borneo.
Whoa! Okay, you know, the only reason I know Borneo is because on the movie She's All That.
Does she go to Borneo?
She goes, you could go to Borneo and study squidfish.
What?
And I literally did. I've never looked up Borneo. I don't know where it is. I only know it because of She's All That. Tell me more about Borneo. Where is it?
It's east of Malaysia.
Okay.
Part of it is Malaysia. Part of it is, I don't know what the other country
is. We don't judge because I know you're from South Jordan, Utah, and I can only imagine the geography programs there probably weren't great.
Rough.
Same with me.
I mean, Texas school system, Utah school system are one and the same, I think.
Yeah.
Just throw the children to the wolves.
What brought you to Borneo, Bridger? Because, I'm pretty unfamiliar with their tourist situation.
I was there as a Mormon missionary, so I had the worst possible experience. I was on a bike.
Okay.
How?
Okay.
No.
Whoa.
But it wasn't the island's fault.
No, of course not.
It was not the island's fault.
When you were in Borneo, what did you eat?
There's a food there called roti.
Okay.
It's like a fried flatbread.
Yes.
Unbelievably
excellent.
Delicious.
Okay.
Curries, fried rices, Malaysian food. Chinese food, excellent food.
Great food.
I did eat bugs.
Okay.
I ate like pig head. Those were, you know, rougher dishes or things that I wasn't accustomed to.
Pig head and bugs.
Right. They're bad for my cholesterol. But
I mean, the bugs were fried, so cholesterol, not a cholesterol friendly.
When you say bugs, do you know what kind of bugs?
Like kind of grasshoppery bugs.
What was the taste like? What was the flavor profile?
They were fried, so they were crunchy and tasted like peanut oil.
I believe that bugs are an underutilized world food source.
Right, ants.
And apparently, I just heard from Allie Ward, another podcaster out there, friend of mine, that cockroach milk is extremely nutrient dense and that they're working on extracting it for human consumption.
How do you get the milk out without killing the bug?
I mean, do we care? And this is coming from someone who hasn't eaten meat in 13 years.
I mean, it's not that I so much that I care that I feel like the milk is going to end up with pieces of cockroach
in it. Right. Yeah, you're right.
Because we're not getting to the udder.
I don't know how. I don't know. You know, we should call Allie right now. I could speakerphone her and ask her.
Are people drinking it currently?
I don't know. This is the kind of hole that we go down on Jackie's Hole. Now, if I had
we
a computer in front of me.
We should have started the podcast with this topic.
I know. Maybe it's in the bowl.
It might be in the bowl.
It might be. Maybe next time we'll discuss this. I'm trying to think of islands that I've been to.
Yeah, where?
I've been to the Bahamas.
Okay.
It was lovely.
Now, what did you do in the Bahamas? Were you just beaching? Were you...
Beaching. I did the whole Atlantis Resort.
Oh, incredible.
Yes.
The commercials.
I did the Atlantis Resort, but then I also, we went down to where they did the Fire Fest, but this was years before the Fire Fest. It was a beautiful little, they're called the K's, the K's.
K's.
There's different K's. Nicolas Cage owned one, and it's covered in iguanas.
Covered?
Yep.
Did you go to it?
I did, and I have photos with me and all the iguanas.
Did you get to touch them?
Well, I didn't want to disturb.
And they kind of whip with their tails, right? They're kind of dangerous in that way.
They're very fast. I used to have a pet iguana, which is why I wanted to go and pay homage to him.
What was his name?
It's a long story. His name was Motsy, but my dad changed it to Jimmy because of Jim Morrison, the Lizard King.
Oh, right.
But he was smuggled into America in a wooden leg of one of my mom's friends.
They're sold at pet stores. Why couldn't you just go to a pet store?
Listen, okay.
What?
Shit, it's different in Garland, okay?
From what country was it smuggled?
Mexico.
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was on purpose that it was in the wooden leg.
Yes, I believe so. And I don't know how he did it. This was like my mom's friend's grandpa.
Wow.
And then my parents got divorced and my mom said, you know what? I'll take the kids, you take the iguana.
And was that when it was renamed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, my dad pushing 40 alone and had an iguana in his house.
Now,
listen, we got to do what we got to do.
If your mom had let your dad take the kids, would he have renamed all of you after the rest of the Doors?
You know what? I'm curious about that.
That's
I guess we'll never know.
Timeline, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a lot of paperwork to change a person's name, you know?
Probably twice as much as an iguana.
I would think, right. Yeah. Because Motsy, I refuse to call him Jim. Motsy didn't have a lot of paperwork as far as I know. Right.
How long did he live?
He lived a good, noble life. He lived a good, noble life.
Yep. I don't like that they're fast.
Yeah, when you see one really go, it's intense.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of, I'll demo for the people watching.
Yes.
They flail all their arms.
And they have that neck.
Yeah, the neck.
How is that moving while they're speeding along?
And you know what else? We put him in the bath one time. Oh, I think one of my boobs just popped out because I'm wearing a...
This is why you have to watch the podcast rather
I'm
than
wearing
listen.
A nursing bra. And I just, the hinges on the sides can go out. I'll write a letter to the company and say, if somebody's acting like an iguana, your bra fails them. I'm going to write them right now after this. This was not cheap. What was I saying? Oh, we put him in the bathtub one time.
To wash?
We put him in the bathtub one time and he... And my sister and I were like, oh shit, what have we done? We forget that they're amphibians.
Oh, God.
They're amphibians. I also
Wait,
just want to say...
they're not reptiles?
Oh, are those not the same?
An amphibian is something that is both water and land. A reptile, I believe, is land only.
Okay, but he does swim. So what does that make him?
Amphibian.
He might be an amphibian. I can't wait to read the YouTube comments.
Well, now, I'm talking right now as though I'm an authority.
Yes.
That could be entirely false, what I just said.
Again, I now know that somebody in Jackie's Hole is going to have to be the researcher.
You've got to get a researcher.
I'm going to have to get, like... Ricky the research raccoon that sits in the corner and will come up with all the answers for us. Oh, Ricky, is that you? Do you speak? You know, Ricky would be great to massage me because we don't speak
just
the same language.
Screaming in your ear the whole time.
Oh, that's true.
Relax, are you relaxed? Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye, Ricky. Bye. We'll talk later. Anyway, I just want to say real quick that Nicolas Cage owns a K, but also Tim McGraw and Faith Hill own a K.
Oh, power couple.
Yes. Bridger, I've had so much fun today.
Oh, this is incredible.
I really want to just jam right now. I want to have a little hoedown, and I want to celebrate everything we've been discussing today because there's so much. And I'm having a hard time even recalling what we should discuss in the song because it's just been... It's been so much. I want to talk about the copper mine, I think. The copper mine and the beautiful macaws. We established that the macaws are going to be in
they
the copper
the safety,
mine, right?
A macaw in a copper mine.
Yes.
When it dies in the copper mine, you know the gas or whatever's happening.
Okay, yeah. What happens in the copper mine? Fires.
Fires. Huge explosive fires.
Okay. Here we go. Like a macaw in a copper mine.
Copper mine.
Like a macaw in a copper mine. Oh, like a macaw in a copper mine. I'll be there to look out for fires. Oh, like a macaw in a copper mine. Like a macaw in a copper mine. Like a macaw in a copper mine. I'll be there. If there's a fire, oh, I'm gonna move to Utah and I'm gonna open my pet store.
Open it right up.
I'm gonna walk on in and I'm gonna say, huh, it needs a little coat of paint, but I'll take it.
She's a small business owner.
I'm a lady-owned business.
She's a lady-owned business.
I'm gonna open up an Instagram account, and in goes the customers, baby. And I'm gonna source my macaws sustainably. Okay?
You're gonna breed
them. Don't you worry. Shells with macaws of all the colors. They'll be red and orange and blue and green and purple and orange and ochre and ash and black and white and pink and fuchsia and chartreuse. Which, fun fact, chartreuse is a green of
a
type.
A green. I always think it's a red.
I always think it's a red too, but it's not. Like a macaw. Macaw in the copper mine. I think the polygamist probably could have used a couple.
Oh, like a macaw in an assassination attempt.
Yes.
To have that fly between you and the bullet.
They're very smart animals.
They're very smart.
They're
they live very long.
Smart. They
so
have
the
long
loyalty,
lives.
You have to imagine they become loyal.
Oh.
And smart and trained.
Maybe a celebrity could buy a K and make it full of macaws.
Oh, and training grounds.
Yes.
To save people from all sorts of explosions and assassinations.
If there was a celebrity out there, who would be the one to own the Macaw Island?
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand, of course. You know, she cloned her dog.
She cloned her dog. She has a mall in her basement.
Okay, there we go.
I rest
like
my case.
Like a macaw in a copper mine.
In a copper mine.
Like a macaw. A lovely first episode of a podcast. Wow.
I can't believe you decided to go with a Jewel song.
Yeah, always.
Unbelievable.
You know, almost verbatim a song from her first album that she recorded in a coffee shop in San Diego. where wow. she was living out of her car.
Out of her car.
Wow. We all know the story.
She beats that drum like crazy. I don't know that it's true.
I think it is.
It's an origin story.
And you know what? Everyone has one.
You gotta have one.
Our stand-up bass player here from Catalina Island. Right. Born and raised. Wow.
I just want to step in here really quickly.
Yeah.
I also lived in San Diego during my high school years, and I frequented that wow. coffee shop. I asked them about it.
Yeah.
Said it's bullshit.
Oh!
What? Oh,
podcast
shit!
Podcast exclusive.
The truths are coming out of Jackie's hole. The truths.
At last.
Well.
Wow.
We've really covered a lot of ground, Bridger.
And we've exposed Jewel finally.
We've taken her down.
Jewel.
And I feel good about it.
I feel incredible.
I feel great about it. So, thank you for being here,
Bridger.
Thank you
for having
me. Did you have fun in Jackie's home?
I had an incredible time.
Are you going to come back to Jackie's home?
I better come back or I'm going to freak out.
Are you going to frequent Jackie's home?
If I don't, I'm going to freak out.
Okay, you're welcome at all times at Jackie's home.
I'm going to take singing lessons.
Okay.
And so next time I come, I'm going to have the voice of an angel.
Like mine.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly, Pete. Just
training.
Like yours.
The standard is very high.
Thank you to Pete. Thank you to the safety gremlin. Thank you to the hooligans. We have Marnina, Tony, and Zach here. And thank you to you, watchers and listeners. Thank you for coming out to Jackie's Hole. I'm Jackie J, and I'll see you next time in Jackie's Hole. Oh, yeah, we're in Jackie's Hole. Jackie's hole, and we're leaving Jackie's hole. Jackie's hole, it's always here in Jackie's hole. You're always welcome in Jackie's hole. Come back next time. Jackie's hole.
Jackie's hole.
Oh, we're in Jackie's hole. Let's just keep on going. I got the studio for an hour. Okay, keep it going. Keep it going. We'll see y'all next time. Oh, comment below if you want me to add your topic to the whole bowl.
That's
yes.
a good one.
Yeah, we are all about the interaction. Okay, we need the comments. We need the likes. We need the subscriptions. Okay, that's what art is now. That's what art is now.
Interact with the podcast.
Interact, goddammit. I have a mortgage.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.